they descended from the mountain, and they went into this huge jungle full of animals. They made their way through the jungle, and as they got further and further into the jungle, it began to get thicker and thicker. There were vines and brambles and branches and plants and leaves all over the place, and they had to start hacking their way through. And all around them, they can hear the sounds of wild animals. They knew, Kendallach, that they didn't have to worry about the animals or the snakes. Because Shluchei Mitzvah Eina Nizokin, Shluchei Mitzvah do not get hurt. The Eibishter protects them. They kept on going for one whole day, then a second whole day at the end of the second day in the distance. Eved Meir, what is that? Do you hear that noise? Yes, yes, yes. I hear that noise. I wonder if it's... if it's what? Let's keep going. And they continued going through the jungle. And as they went, the noise was getting louder and louder. Reb Meir, it's getting louder. Are you not afraid? Aye, Shmulikel. I have a hunch that I know exactly what it is, but let's keep going. Let's keep going. We can't waste any time. And on they went, and they kept going, and the noise was getting louder and louder, and it started getting to the point where they couldn't hear each other speak. Reb Meir, it's starting to really scare me. What is it? Shmulikel, Shmulikel. Let's go! Keep moving! Keep moving! And it got louder and louder until it was deafening. It was so loud they couldn't hear each other speaking. And they kept going and going, and the forest was getting thicker and thicker. And then all of a sudden, they came out of the forest. There was a clearing, and in front of them, there it was! The Sambatan River. Water was splashing violently all over the place as giant boulders were shooting up into the heavens and then falling back down. And all around the Sambatan, the water was spritzing all over the place. And it was so loud and so noisy that they couldn't even hear each other. They had to scream into each other's ears. And Reb Meir screamed to their ears, Rabbi, it is now only Tuesday afternoon. We shouldn't stay this close to the Sambatyan. Let us go further back into the forest. We'll set up camp for a couple of days. And when Shabbos comes, I will cross the Sambatyan. So they went back into the forest. They moved further and further back, until the Sambatyan was only in the background. And now Reb Meir said, okay, Rabbi Isai, take the packs off the horses. I prepared in our packages a saw, hammers and nails and different things that we're going to need. Unpack everything, cut down a clearing over here so we can set up a tent, and then I'll tell you what we need to do. They started cutting down the brambles and the branches and the trees that were in the way, and they made a little clearing. They set up a tent. Now Kendallach Reb Meir asked them to cut down a bunch of trees, he said, because when he crosses the Sambatyan, he's going to need a boat. So they started cutting down trees, and all around them, Kendallach, they can hear the wild animals and snakes and birds. But they knew that they were on a mission to save the Yidden of their town and Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokin. Somebody that's going to do a mitzvah does not get hurt. So they weren't afraid of these animals. They cut down the trees and they started building a boat. They started hammering until they had a beautiful, nice rowboat. And Wednesday and Thursday they waited, and finally Friday came. They carried the boat to the side of the Sambatyan. But the Sambatyan was still not quiet, because it will not be quiet until the sun goes down. They put the boat down right near the Sambatyan. They walked back in to their tent. When they got to their tent, they waited for Shabbos to come, and Reb Meir decided that he's not going to cross the Sambatyan in the middle of the night, because he can't see, it's very dark. Wait till the next morning, and on Shabbos morning, we'll go over the Sambatyan. So Kindalach, they were Makabul Shabbos. They daven Mayriv, and they sat down. And Reb Meir made Kiddush, and they sang Zmiris, and they ate a beautiful meal, went to sleep that night. The next morning, Kindalach, the two shluchim went together with Reb Meir to the end of the Sambatyan. They came to the end of the Sambatyan, said goodbye to Reb Meir, and he got into the boat. He rowed the boat all the way across the Sambatyan. The Sambatyan is a very wide river, and when he got to the other side, he pulled the boat onto the shore, and he started walking, and all of a sudden, he hears two people running over to him. Hey, hey, what are you doing over here? Come over here! They grab him by his hands, and they chop him, and they start schlepping him. He says, what are you schlepping me for? They said, what do you mean, what are we schlepping you for? You were just Machal Shabbos! Do you realize where you are? You're an Aver Sambatyan. If somebody's Mechalel Shabbos, they have to be punished. We don't let you get away with it over here. Over here, there are laws, but the laws are the laws of the Torah. Over here, everybody keeps the Torah. They schlepped him away and they started putting him into jail. He said, Rabbeisai, please, please listen to me. I need to speak to the king. He said, you need to speak to the king? Why do you need to speak to the king? He says, because I'm here on a shlichus of pikuach nefesh. I must speak to the king. Oh, when they heard this, they took Reb Meir, they brought him in front of the king, and the king of the Aseres HaShvatim sat down and listened to this yid. And Reb Meir said, I am here on a shlichus, and I'll show you a piece of paper. And he took out the piece of paper, the ksav, and in that paper it said the signatures of all the Talmidei Chachamim of the town, and it said the problems that they're having from this terrible galach, and how the Baal HaChaloyim is, the Malach from the Chaloyim has told them that this is where there is a yid that can fight against this terrible Roshe. All the big tzaddikim from the Aseres HaShvatim got together, and they realized that this is a very, very erenste situation. It's a very important and dangerous situation. They decided that they're going to have to send someone from their people back to the other side to save the Eden in this particular town. But who should they send? So Kindlech, they did the same thing that the Eden did in Reb Meir's town. They made a goyrel. Obviously, Kindlech, they didn't write on pieces of paper because it was on Shabbos. They made a different type of goyrel. And when they did the goyrel fell on a yid by the name of Reb Don. Reb Don Kindlech was a great tzaddik. He was a very short man. He was a very, very skinny person. He's the last person that you would think could fight against this galach. Reb Don realized that this is what the Eibishter wants. So he said goodbye to his wife and kids. He was preparing to leave. He had to get onto the boat and leave before Shabbos is over, because when Shabbos is over, he's going to have to wait a whole other week to get across the Sambatyan. And the entire city accompanied him till he got to the shore of the Sambatyan. And here Reb Meir gave Reb Don two things. First of all, he made him a shliach to give a get to his wife, because Reb Meir couldn't go back to his town. Because it wasn't pikuach nefesh for Reb Meir to go back to the other side of the Sambatyan anymore. Reb Don was the only one that could save the Eden. Reb Meir couldn't save the Eden. He did his shlichus already, so he couldn't go back anymore. So he sent Reb Don, he made him a shliach, a messenger. So his wife is no longer married to Reb Meir, and she could marry somebody else. And the second thing he gave Reb Don Kindalach was the Akdamos Milin, a beautiful song that Reb Meir wrote called Akdamos Milin. And he made Reb Don memorize the entire Akdamos. And he said, when you get back to my town, I want you to teach the Akdamos, and I want the people of the town to read the Akdamos in public, and this way they will remember me. So Reb Don chazered over a bunch of times the Akdamos, and now that he knew it by heart, he got into the boat and started crossing to the other side of the Sambatyan. When he got to the other side of the Sambatyan, Reb Meir's two helpers were there waiting for him. Reb Don said to them,
Rabbeisai, you don't realize we don't have a lot of time. In 3 days from now, we have to be in your town. And we're about 3 weeks away from your town. Who knows if we'll make it on time? We have to be mispallet to the Rabboni Shel Olam, to the Eibishter, he should help us get there on time. Everybody get onto a horse and let's run as fast as we can. Maybe the Eibishter will help. We'll have a little kvisas haderech and we'll make it on time. Meanwhile, Kindelach back in the town, the Yidden are getting very nervous. In the shul, they're so nervous they don't know what to do. The Talmidei Chachamim, the month is almost up. Oy Gevalt, what are we going to do? And the Galach is sitting, Kindelach, in the basement of his cloister.
I love it, I love it, I love it!
I love it, like an ovid. And an ovid will always love it.
Don't you think so, like an ink so? And an ink so will always think so, Igor. Yeah, boss. Yeah, an ink so will always think so.
I'm the one who does the laughing around here. You be quiet, like an iot. And an iot is, quite frankly, always quiet. I'm just so funny like an ani. And an ani is always very funny. I love it, I love it. And 3 more days to go, and they didn't find anyone yet. They're gonna lose like an ooze.
And an ooze, quite frankly, will always lose.
And the final day is going to come when I told the king that they must produce someone to fight against me, and they will have no one. And you know what happens. You know what happens then? They have to leave town. They have to leave like an Eve. And an Eve always has to leave. Igor, 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 this is just the greatest thing in the world that ever happened to me. Oh, it is great. Again, I'm the one who does the laughing like a baffing. Around here, not you like a boo, me like an E.
And Kindelach in the Besmedrish, it was terrible in this shul. Rabbi Simon Daf Davin, and hopefully something is going to happen over here, and this tzaddik from the Averat Sambatian, the tzaddik from the other side of the Sambatian, is going to get here on time. And the Yidden all went into shul, and they were davening, and now it was only 2 days left. It was terrible tomorrow already. The Goyim were all happy. They were getting ready to go to the big giant stadium. And finally the day came. And all the Goyim of the town went into the giant stadium. As a matter of fact, Goyim from all the towns around came into the giant stadium. And the king himself came into the stadium as well. And on one side of the stadium, the Galach was standing with his helper, Igor. Then, the other side of the stadium, there was a small little group of Yidden from the town. Very nervous. Everybody was saying Tillim the whole time, hoping that someone would show up. The Eibishter would help. It is now 11:30. By 12 o'clock, someone has to be there, and the Galach is all excited that no one has showed up yet. It's already 11:45. Still nobody showed up. The Yidden are saying Tillim, and they're baiting and crying to the Eibishter that he should send this tzaddik from the other side of the Sambatian already. They hope that Reb Meir hopefully didn't get hurt on the way there. They don't know what happened. It's 11:55, 5 more minutes left. All of a sudden, Kindelach, somebody looks out of the stadium, and in the distance, there's a giant cloud of dust.
and they could make out three riders with their coats blowing in the wind. And the riders are riding up on their horses at top speed, at the full gallop. And the horses come flying into the stadium and come to a halt right across of the gallop. A hush fell across the entire stadium. Meanwhile, Kinderlach, our good friend Reb Uzriel was not that interested in what was going on in the stadium. He felt that it was more important to tend to his potato field on the outskirts of the town. And so he hitched up his wagon and his old Krachen horse, and he started going on the road towards the outskirts of the town. As he's riding along, Shimon David, one of the locals, sees him. He says, "Oi, Reb Uzriel, you're not coming to the stadium?"
I think it's more important for me."
"Important for you to do what?"
"Wait, wait. I think it's more important for me to work on my potatoes."
"Okay, but the truth is I'm working in my field too. But if that tzaddik from the other side of the Sambatyan came, I would love to go see. Did you happen to notice him passing by? Did you notice anybody coming into town? This is the only road that goes into town."
"Well, this morning, I got out of bed, I put on my pants, I put on my shirt, I said good morning to my wife, I had a coffee in the kitchen, I went outside after I finished davening."
"So what happened? What happened?"
"Wait, wait.